with a little bit of a review of what we spoke about last time and adding on a bit more to some of the following discussions. In terms of combining one person setting up some type of system and someone else possibly being Mechallel Shabbos through what the other person set up. We started speaking about at the beginning of last time, some examples of that were in terms of a baby, but one case of it was setting up an intercom system for the baby. So someone had asked me that question, and two things happened since we spoke about it. We spoke about it at the time in terms of the last year. We spoke about in terms of the person themselves, the adult who end up being speaking in the room, and by our even speaking, or even by definition, when he goes into the room, will be a psik resha that the, albeit the lo nechale probably, he doesn't really care about for the person himself, but it may be a psik resha in terms of himself walking into the room, that he'll be picked up onto this, either on the screen, or depending whether it's audio or video, that's what type of monitor it is. We spoke about that, whether that would be a problem or not, and then we spoke about it secondly from the standpoint of the baby, who is certainly there, the whole point of it is in order that you'll hear or see when the baby is screaming. When the baby, obviously, on the other hand, the baby is certainly in Muhammad's Asikadolam, he's there. He's not trying, I mean, he is trying to make himself be heard, but I don't think he's trying to, so to speak into the microphone, whatever the prohibition is of that. So I actually saw since then. Heard first of all, I heard since then the person who had asked me, he asked for a shechter afterwards, and a shechter told him, "Ain't gonna have medina probably as much," but he told me the minig is not to do it. The minig is not to use such things, and could be as an elaboration of what he was talking about. That there's an article, the last article in the latest Kovetz Or HaShabbos, this annual publication, Choveres Chof Dalid Toshayin Gimel. Actually, it may not be the latest anymore. Maybe since they came out, I don't know. He discusses exactly this discussion. Rav Yecheskel Feldberger, I believe he's in charge of this. He's the editor of this entire journal. He discusses whether you're allowed to be matkin ve'erev Shabbos b'cheder hatinokos monitor or matzlema, a camera kedei lishmoa lirgos es hatinok b'cheder acher. And he discusses it from the standpoint of tzfias iser latinok, as we discussed, possibly. Discusses as an example, cut no from the veilos, but it's a little bit more difficult. We pass and cut them from the veilos in bed until after the show. And thirdly, the issue of Avsha Milsa. I didn't talk about that. I plan on getting to that aspect later on in this entire series. We'll talk about a little bit more about Avsha Milsa. Okay, if someone tells me it's Avsha Milsa, it's very hard. It's a little bit hard to define. I wouldn't have thought that it would have been a problem, but if someone tells me yes, I don't know. Okay, then they discuss some other possibilities. Sometimes they wear the monitor. You wear it. You put them on the baby. I don't know that that's done, but apparently. And then finally, he discusses it from the standpoint of the Dibur Barakol. There's an article here anyway in this Or HaShabbos. And it was also interesting to know there was Shechter said that the idea, generally one shouldn't be doing these things. More else of it, I'm not to make your idea. Then we began speaking about. This discussion started from the standpoint of Ms. Asik, of was Ms. Asik a Maaseh Aveira at all? So then, fine. Assuming that it is somewhat of a Maaseh Aveira, would one be a then it would be problematic to tell somebody else. Certainly, you have to warn somebody else if they're being over and it's a bit Ms. Asik. But even beyond that, and probably even worse, if you tell them, you know, you want your. You want your refrigerator open. You know the light's going to go on. So you tell somebody else, there's another light's going to go on to open. So could you do that in terms of both psik resha and the lo nechale, assuming it's not worse than a psik resha, and also in terms of misasik, the other person doesn't even know that it's going to happen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has that discussion, and he only thinks it's worse because he thinks opening the refrigerator door is mesukam, it's mutkan lasach, it's set up that way, therefore it's worse than.
Why would it be lo nechale for him?
Why would it be lo nechale for the open the refrigerator here? I mean, that might be the right example. In this case, he wants to get into. I guess assuming he's not even using the refrigerator door is too heavy for me. You'll be the one looking inside. I guess I just created. You're right. You're right. You're right. So a variation in the same case is not necessary in terms of a misase. Let's say someone knows what's going to happen, but in terms of tikkurei shalom echali, this is what we started asking about last time. Okay, a major aspect of many of the kulas in much of what's going on bizmaneinu, for example, the surveillance cameras and the possibly lights, often if it's lo nechale, and many other things, is the einachanam of psik reish. It will be a psik reish of the lo nechale. So, it's a psik reish of the lo nechale, particularly between, probably don't pass like the aruch, but at least, it knocks it down to darbanon, and or, once it isn't already nisa darbanon, then we're much more mekal. Now, okay, that was, we then spoke about. Now, we then ask the following shaila. Would it be mutter for me to set up a system? I'm the balabas. I want to water my field on Shabbos. I'll come up with an einfa. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a water fountain in my garden, in my field, and water, everybody's thirsty. It's right near it's right near something. Everybody comes out, they're very thirsty. All the Jews, when I'm talking about Goyim here, I'm talking about all the Jews are going to come out, they're all Goyim, they may not be in Issam Malacha here at all, in this case. All the Jews will come out, and they're going to drink. I allow them to use my water fountain, it's right there. And at the same time, they're going to come and water the field, in the course of drinking. So would you be allowed to do that? What's the cheshbon? Cheshbon would be for the person drinking. It's a psik. It's arad the chavrei. Gemara says on kufkim on arad the chavrei. It's mutter. Right. We call that the aruch smaka or psik reisha.
Mutter or not teresa?
What?
Mutter or not teresa?
That's at least the machlokas between the aruch. And if you're not going to have the rabbanon, depending on the tazi. That's what I mean in terms of the aruch discussion. But at least it's a psikreish lo nechale, either machshin shichlugil or psikreish, whatever the heter is over there. Good. So, in this case, out of the person drinking, it's aruch dechaver, and therefore he doesn't care. I don't need to water the field. Mashenk in the balabas is setting it up. It's certainly nechale. That's why he's setting it up. That's the whole point. So again, I'm not so interested in water fountains. No, not too many people are doing that. They're setting up water fountains in order for. However, what they are doing is setting up a system in which what? In which some of the cases, what? You want security. You want to see, you want to have everybody on the camera. So make believe that taking a picture and having someone on the, putting someone on the camera we'll call that some type of visit, whether it be Ksiva, whether it be Makalu, whatever. Derisa or Darbanan, as we spoke about in the past. Are we convinced of that? We're not convinced of that, but we'll, for this point, let's make. So we're choshish for that. Now, so what are the things that we're generally, why are we more makel to walk the streets in these type of situations? Because the person who's walking by, albeit it's going to be a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha, the lo nechale. I couldn't care less that I'm showing up on some screen in the middle of nowhere. Or I'm showing up and I'm going onto somebody's system. A variation of the same thing. I think what happens is often security lights go on. Like when you walk by, a light will go on, even in the case where it's lo nechale, the hainu. Not that you need the light, the streets are pitch black. No, people like it when they walk up, someone walks up to their towards their house. They want the light to go on in order either to scare people off or that the person, the balabas knows. I don't know why someone would do this, but I think they do. The balabas knows that somebody.
People on tripping on the property, so they don't see them.
That's more interesting. I was questioning that same type of thing. Who's that really for? That's more interesting. Right, is that for the. I want you to have more light, but. That's more. I'm curious about that. Yeah, it was. Right, but we can definitely create seaworm in this direction. So would that be mutter? Would that be much? Certainly, this is classical of the security cameras for that type of. You want to see who's coming. You want to know everything that's going on. Now, that would basically be for the person walking by. It's lo nechile. I'm not interested at all being on his camera. But for the person who set it up, that was clearly nechile. That's the whole point. Now, so what would the din be? So what we were clearing from the standpoint of. Probably not from the person who's walking. But I was asking the following. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Metzia the following question. The very famous sugya of Chatzer. Chatzer, the Gemara wants to know, is Chatzer Konem Mitam Yad? Someone put something in my courtyard. It's a kone mitam yad, it's an extension of my hand, or it's a shliach, shlichos. Obviously, we're not learning chotzer right now, it's a strange form of shlichos, but the Gemara calls it, chotzer is a form of shlichos. In fact, the Gemara, if chotzer mitam shlichos, how could you be kone gzela mitam shlichos? Ain't shliach advar aveira. To which the Gemara gives two very famous answers. Answer number one, not relevant for us right now, is. Shiny Hassam, the Ibai Avid, Ibai Ilo Bai Avid, meaning he's basically a Bar Bechira. A Bar Bechira is, you have a concept in Shlech Ravera, Chatzar is not a Bar Bechira, Mamela, we could say Shlechos and Ravera even there. Okay, that's not relevant to us, but here we're dealing with, if you have a Chatzar walking to your Chatzar, then that would be relevant. But usually Bali Bechira are the ones who are walking in. But the other answer of the Gemara is Bar Chiyuva and Lav Bar Chiyuva. Depends whether or not the person I'm commanding, for example, the Gemara is clearing there in terms of if a Kohen tells Yisrael to help him, to marry him, to be his shliach, to help him marry a grusha. Or you tell an Isha to give a haircut and cut off the payas of a katan. Akvili katan. Depending on who's not a Bar Chiyuva. Fine. So in this, in terms of Bar Chiyuva. So in terms of that cheshbon, you have a case where you say Shlichos of Bar Aveira, Hecha, where the Shliach is Eino Bar Chiyuva. Okay? So, my question would be, in this situation, would I say something like, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, I'm sorry, the opposite, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, possibly even on the Reis level. Right, where I'm basically sending somebody to do in a certain case. For him, he's not a bar to you, but for him, it's lo nechale. For me, who's nechale, I'm being mishaleach.
Then the shliach need das that he's a shliach.
Ah. Does he need das that he is a shliach? That's a good question. That's one of the things I want to analyze. It could be right. I'll show you certain possibilities that it's not. That's certainly one of the things I want to analyze. But first, let's analyze this from the entire. So that's the discussion. What I say, yesh liach advar aveira. In that case, possibly in the raisa level. So it's note with that information in mind. And Sivis asks the Baal Kasha. And Sivis and Shin Mem Ches Dalet asks the following. Direct in Sivis by Paskin yesh liach advar aveira. Why is it that Amir al-Akum is only a Shvus? Amir al-Akum should turn into a Deraisa. Why? Because a Goy is allowed Bar Chiyuva on Shabbos. It's also for him to keep Shabbos. And by my sending him to do XYZ, I'm sending him as my Shliach.
A Goy can't be a Shliach.
You're asking an excellent question. The problem is, the Rishonim in the Sugya of Inshi Chesed Aveira point out that you don't need regular Shlichos. And Nesivus himself notes that over there. How do we see that? The Gemara says, the first Nafkamina of the Gemara in Shli Chesed Aveira is HaShaleach Es HaBe'era B'yad Cheresh Shota V'Katan. If I send the fire in the hand of a Cheresh Shota V'Katan, and neither one, none of them are Bar Shlichos. And based on that, in Gemara, the Maria Buov and the Shishim Kubetzis and Bar Metzia there in that sugya on that yod point out who had the ingoy. You could have debated that, maybe. Who had the ingoy, that Maria Buov says. So that mivandan, and what pshat and shlichos doesn't seem to be actual full-fledged shlichos. A way of saying it is basically my causing an iser al yidei sending somebody to do something, more or less. Somebody's going to listen to me. Huh? Now, which, what, once I'm saying that, that may already begin to move in your direction. To answer your other question, which we'll get to soon. But the so that was the discussion. So I was very, very excited. Very, very, very excited. The night before I left, I found the following nafka mina. I found the following, what probably was right. I'm sorry, before I get to that. So the Nesivis asked that kasha, and the answer is no. It's a very big difference. Because you only say, this is what we explained at the time, you only say, nothing was done. It's only here that what made it the issue that the condition was chal lakoin. But here, largely the iser of Shmira Shabbos is al gavra. The Chassam Sofer says this, the Ikra al gavra lishbos. The Sfas Emes says the same thing on Daf Daled. Moshe Yadler pointed that out to me, that Sfas Emes on Daf Daled. So they all say the same idea. So it's not shayach to have actual shlichos in this case for Shabbos, and therefore it wouldn't apply. In terms of, so I would answer two different points. First of all, you could stop right there. However, yesh already yesh lachalik. In what way? There, number one, I'm talking about a goy who I'm being mishaleach in a chanami. There's no chil Shabbos for him. The only sense of chil Shabbos would be is if he'd be my shliach. Mashenkein for Yisrael, there is chil. He's a bar machal, he is mitzuvah on Shabbos. He is already mitzuvah on Shabbos. It could be the thing
that's
like,
not the Esther, no.
What's that?
The psikresha is not the malacha.
So that depends, it could depend. It could depend on the following. It could depend. Do I say that the nechole is like a prat in Hilchot Shabbos, or the nechole is without the nechole didn't do anything at all? I didn't just grum. I didn't do anything. Now once it's a psik resha, I did it. Psik resha lechanele, does it revert back? I didn't do it at all. I still didn't do it, and only the nechale makes it as if I. Or the pshat is, no, I did it either way. It's just that there's a chasar of lechas machsheves, the Rosh says. The Rosh says, for example, the Aruch Shita, you could debate this point, but it seems shver within B'das Aruch, but the Rosh says this, B'das Aruch, that the Aruch only says his din by Shabbos because of Melechas Mach Shabbos. If you say that, it could be that the pshat is you did the Melech either way, just the Chesaron, Zaytik Chesaron of Melechas Mach Shabbos. You could say once, it's not just Zaytik Chesaron, you could say Melechas Mach Shabbos to define the whole thing, I didn't do anything.
So when you use the Shliach's Melech and use the Meshaleach's Nechale.
That's what I'm trying to do. For the Alts the Nechale, yeah. That's at least under. It's easier for me to say on the Darbanon level, this particularly once you say, Amir Lakom according to Stam is based on a form of Shlichus, the Rashi. It's Amir Lakom Shuas is a form of Shlichus. So,
That's why it's a Shuas.
That's why it's not the Reis, though, but it still is a Shuas. Right, exactly. That's the Kufa is the Darbanon. So I was so excited. So excited when I found the following. So that maybe you could possibly, this could be a raya, and then I saw exactly this tliya, the Minchas Ariel said the same thing, then he thought, but he just denied it, though. It says the following. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel discusses the following case. The context of Ksisos by Harris. We mentioned this may have been a riot at the time, and I didn't have any pratim in it, and I thought this would prove the opposite. But let's. It may really hinge on this exact Gemara. Ksisos by Harris. Again, Malko Mila. That's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Gemara says. Lakut beheres tena godol kot meiglamimer, but Omer Avi Aben lakut beheres divno komachavi. In other words, when the father is doing the mila on behalf of his son, then it's clear that he'd be violating the esur and needs a makar to tell me that I have to be that I'm able to do the mila even makom beheres, even though he would definitely be wanting to be cutting the beheres anyway. So, fact the Gemara of iika acher li ovet acher. It says an Acher should do it, and that's one of the riyas of the Aruch. That what's the Acher? An Acher is me doing it, it's also a psik. It's also seeming. It's also going to cut off the Zerah. So for him, it's Lonechol. That's the easiest way to say it.
And it's not a Shabbos.
What?
And it's not Shabbos then.
But it's compared. The Gemara is comparing the two. The Gemara is right.
We're saying for the Malachas Mach Shabbos.
Right. Correct. That's right. That would work against. That's the Rosh is fair. I admit it, but the Rosh says it. He would have to learn this Gemara in a different way. But that's. But there are other ways of learning this. But that's the simple way of learning this. Now, so seemingly, what the Gemara is saying is. That someone else should be doing it, even though again, it would clearly be nechale on behalf of the father, and it's certainly nechale on behalf of the baby. No longer it's tzara. Now, who is this acher? This is where we stopped last time.
Anybody?
Oh, so this is amazing. Machlokas rishonim, achronim, and understanding this gemara, which is very important for many reasons. The tfu ashar and learning this gemara is zaktazai. Tfu Ashar says, who's the Acher? The Acher, Tzarech Lomar, is a Shliach. Why? Because he's not a Shliach, then the Av would be mafzid his mitzvah. And it gets into entire Mila Torahs. The Hainu. Is Mila Mutal only on the father? Is it how different is the mitzvah of the father and the mitzvah of Bezdin and the mitzvah of is it really the son's mitzvah? Is it really the father's mitzvah? Is it really the baby's mitzvah? I'm sorry, really the Bezdin's mitzvah? And does the father need a shliach? And the very famous shach, that the shach says that the father really should be doing it, otherwise he's mafsid the mitzvah, and he's not even really in shlichu. Certainly you would need a shliach, just simply, and having anyone else, it's not just the mila needs to be done. And that contrasts to what some, as opposed to what some rishonim say in answering the kasha of what do you need a makar to be memayid and isha from mila it's mrs. Shazan Gram on the 8th day. So one of the terutzim is I think that it's here yeah, the mitzvah is not the actual doing it but rather to make sure that it's done. That takes it away from the maysa. So this is a huge discussion whether the mila baishlich was below and so the tuashar playing into that discussion says what do you mean the acher has to be a shliach. Zok the Prima Godim, the following unbelievable point. This is exactly the point that we were looking for. Now I'm going to show Ahavan Afshi. That's what it was.
On Mechlein for Eshli.
Ah, what? Exactly. Al Piha de Renal, de Hecha, de Shliach, Eni Baruch Yuva. It can't be. That the Prima Godim there says here. Zok, by the way, I should read Rashi and Akimara. It's even more Meduyok. Rashi says, sorry, V'ika Acher, who's the Acher, Rashi says, She'eno choshesh l'taro, li'ovid Acher, v'lo leku av l'hasam, v'av l'gav d'rabbi kosh, v'yav l'gav d'Acher, lo mechavim, lo avar, amarish l'gav v'bwilim ayosa. The av shouldn't be there. Why shouldn't the Av be there? A little strange. So Zok the Prima Godim in understanding Rashi. This is in Siddhi Das, it's in all places, Hilcha Shechita. Huh? That I nechole le mishaleach, I efshar lechashiv kolo nechole. Right? In that case, if the father would be standing there, then, kemat automatically, he'd be being mitzaveh the acher to do it. Then meila, he'd be a shliach. Once he's a shliach, then he'd be working al hadas of the nechole of the father. And then you could have said that to mean, therefore, it's nechole also for the shliach even. I'm doing it. Certainly, if my friend wants something, I'm doing something for my friend, then that's clearly nechole. It's not the pshat, it's nechole for the mishaleach. Nechole for the person doing it. I'm just doing you a favor. No. It's not what the Prima God is not saying it that way. And the source that he quotes is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The hecha, the shliach, ain't a brach yuv. I mean, the shliach and barav eva. This is Sif Seidas in Simon Chavches, Sif Chatan Yadal. Exactly this svara. In other words, this seems to be a machlokas between the Prima God and the Tua Shar as to whether, in exactly this case, we have a shliach and a mishaleach. Do I say it depends on the nechale only of the shliach or even of the mishaleach? And further, Masas Yesh Abanashi in the Minchas Ariel, he mamish quoted. I was very excited. I thought of this. I was looking for something that would be shayach. I saw this raya. Saw that discussion, and then he mamish brings this discussion down. He makes the tzushdel to Rav Shlomo Zalman's discussion of asking somebody else to open the refrigerator. He thinks it should be totally maybe on this. Then he clears back on the nesivis. He says, "What do you mean?" But no, here. In terms of Milo, we know the shlichus already. Mashiach, in terms of Shabbos, maybe there's no shlichus anymore. There's no such thing based on the nesivus, right? And it says in Shabbos there is mutzel primarily on the gavra. So that's where the discussion stopped. However, I asked him. I called him. I asked him, "What do you mean? That's all good on the raisa level, but there's still Amir Lakum is still a shvus for many rishonim based on shlichus." So in a chanami, it probably won't be an itzer d'oraisa if I'm sending somebody to do something like this. But could the parallel discussion still apply on the rabbanon level? That was where we. Before I get back to our further discussion, what we talked about, I asked this Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter heard me, wasn't sure. He said, "Oh, somebody talks about this." I had this close of asking Yosef Efrati Shlita, Shachter Shlita person, or Yosef Efrati Shlita. I asked him, he heard me, maybe it is. He said, maybe it's totally, he never heard anything about this, but he maybe it's totally enough to a Shar Prima Gadim. Rav Asher Weiss, I asked, he didn't have the time to hear my rayas. But his initial reaction, I think this is most people's initial reactions, what do you mean? He says, no, it's based on the melechas machshavas of the person doing it. He thought it was lakula. And then I asked the Minchas Ariel, I asked him this very question, and he thought, based on what you were getting to before, he says, wait a second. It's one thing if I send somebody as a shliach, but in the cases we're describing, and this is what I've been trying to work on since I've had all of this. Okay, so Bishlomo, in the case, and this is much more problematic in terms of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman's case is really, I'm asking him to do it, to do this for me. That would be much more problematic. The cases where I'm describing are really, I'm just leaving out a system on the street. And whoever is going to come by is going to turn it on in whatever situation. So that still... would that still be under the rubric of shlichus? So now I have to do this properly. I have to test the outer limits of shlichus in general, and particularly in shlichus of Bar Aveira. This is where I've been the last. If I want to ask it based on the Prima God, then I have to analyze that from that perspective. This is what I came up with. All of these things still need to be analyzed. But Amira La'akum is usher not only in the following case. First of all, someone pointed out to me, so start lakula first. If you really want to answer all the way, it's very, how about if I have amir al akum ayde psik resha? Amir al akum psik resha, we paskin his mutter, as we spoke about in the past. So that takes away some of this thing.
Right.
But as we pointed out, I think we spoke about this then, I'm not sure, that again, yesh lachalik, because for a goy, there's no ma'is avera b'chlal without my kamat sivoy. Mashain came for me as well, there very well may be. I'm not telling you to do the essay. So that's a good, right? That's a good, it's a way of breaking it. But it may hint in the array already, it may lead at Lakula. However, these are the things that I'm thinking about. Let's say you have a goy, not the problem in terms of the psikresha shibol, but in terms of, I didn't exactly tell him to do it. So things of, I'm thinking like Remiza. Is Remiza talib on the same gidre shlichos? The hainu, if I'm a rameis to somebody to write a get. Sugya in Hamadir, Koha Omer, I think would work. But I don't think being Mirames is exactly the same thing. Koha, whatever, Lo Yafsid, I don't think would be enough for a get. Right? Koha, Kose, Get Giti, Lo Yafsid. I don't think it's the same thing as Koha, Shame, Giti, Yichto. And you have to analyze from that perspective. It seems to me that the Arzah Ruah says, we're passing this in the Ramah, that not only is Amir al-Akam Aser, even Remizah is Aser, even though I don't think, and the Raya for that is only, that's Mutter only B'Shas Adleika, the Gemara says,
right.
Lo Yafsid, right. But it seems to be the two Gedarim of Amir al-Akam.
It's a lower level.
The lower level, but albeit it still would be Aser. And even though I don't think that fits the regular rubric of Shlichos. I'm not sending him directly, and it's certainly not to a direct person. I'm also trying to do here is, even in real shlichus, we have the possibility, whoever comes, whoever does something, it's still not necessarily the same thing as you're allowed to drink, but again, in some of these cases, I'm inviting the person to come. A priest comes to my house, and if I know whoever's going to come to my house, the lights will go on, and it's going to go on my video camera.
The water fountain.
And the water fountain. If I tell him to come to me. So a lot of these type of cases, I'm inviting him to do it. So if Shigal, he thought that even in that case, the person's still doing Al Daita Dinashe. Even within all of that, he's still Al Daita Dinashe. He's not usually Yach at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was his Muskel Rish, and he wasn't...
He's not Shlech for the Melacha.
Well, he's not a Shlech, right, exactly. Still not... He heard me. They heard my snake. Unless he wasn't. It was Mekofia. That's what he was. His initial reaction. So that was one discussion. The further discussions, so again, one could very well be machalik between the inyanim. I started out before Hashaleach. I said be'ebra bi'achir shel to the cotton. That's the first case of shlichus ra'aveira. So what does that mean? Does that mean I tell him, oh, please be my shliach to bring it over there? Could be that. I'm not sure I get that necessarily. It means that. It means, no, here's I'm just simply giving it to them, and they're going to do whatever they're going to do with it. I don't think it needs real gidrei shlichos. You know, I send them with a get to deliver it to one's wife, and together with that, I give the chayr to the cotton, the be'era with that. I don't think it's necessarily that. Just simply I'm sending it along with them. Right, and it doesn't, and they're doing whatever they're doing with it. The kids are doing whatever they're doing with the beira. Furthermore, this is the strongest raya that it may not be the misdirection. But yesh lechalik, you have to really analyze the sugya properly. Eventually, the Gemara has a famous debate whether we paskin yesh or inchli chos lebar beira. So the paskin we have the shamay hazaken, paskin yesh lichos lebar beira, the Gemara kiddush. Right,
mm-hmm.
What's his strongest raya? The strongest raya that David HaMelech is punished for doing what? For killing Ur Yachiti. Oso haragta b'cherev b'nei Amon. What happened over there?
Okay.
Right? First of all, they got him. And I don't think the pshat is. He called b'nei Amon, called him on the telephone, Mr. So-and-so, please do me a favor and kill Ur Yachiti. Rather, what does it mean in the ultimate sense? There means he was goring. He was goring his he was goring his Misa by sending him to the wolves. Huh? Mm-hmm. So that Elamite, either it's right exactly what I'm saying, or probably either you'd be machalik, certainly between Ritzicha and everything else, where it could be more Totsar oriented. What? First of all, and secondly, that good gufa could be the chiluk between Shammai Hazaken's version of Shlichus Rabbeira and everybody else. It could be that gufa that we don't paskin like. Right? Though we do paskin that somewhat, David HaMelech, albeit we don't paskin with Gemara says Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta, there is still somewhat of a Shlichus in such a case. So, it's funny, by the way, the author, I called the author of the Kedusha Shabbos, of Moshe Harari. So I called him also. His initial reaction is, no, you can't do that. You can't. His feeling was, wow, that sounds true. Doesn't sound kosher to have somebody water your grass in that way. Yeah. He didn't like it. So that was his. Clearly, it doesn't sound like a very kosher thing to send somebody to war in order to. Let's close the. So that was where I was. Is there anything else in here? Right, that's what he said. Call me Shirot Shalazulan, call Shemia Kololi, Yichtov Gaz. You also have to analyze all the Tvichon Mechira, Shazad Mechira, in all of these cases, where is the Pshad, is he doing it for me as a Shliach? In all of these cases, where we pass in Yeshlich and Raveira, are they totally on real Gidre Shlichos? That's more or less what I'm up to in this discussion. Looking for the outer levels of shlichos. Again, I probably wouldn't be mashing these things to write again, but the outer limits, number one, in terms of shlichos of Ravera, to possibly answer this on the Rabbanan level. I'm still not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it at all. To have, actually, at Lemaisa, have somebody to arrange such a system where someone's going to be doing it. That's more or less where that's off. So if you think of some raya, we're certainly willing and open to hearing.